For example, just before Congress enacted the original Trump tax cuts at the end of...
The Trump tax cuts. Trump's White House press secretary, Caroline Levitt, is struggling to answer questions today, only 24 hours after the White House was humiliated by an international court that said all of Trump's Liberation Day tariffs, all of Trump's tariffs, are nullified. Now, that was the backbone of Trump's economic theory. He said these new duties on foreign imports were going to realign global trade, or whatever his theory was. It was all incoherent. But now he finds himself legally dismantled, humiliated, and cornered. And this is manifesting in Caroline Levitt, again, the White House press secretary. I have multiple clips to play for you, not only of her being confronted on an AI report the White House put out. Again, the White House put out an AI report where the sources were just manufactured by AI. She gets asked about the Qatari jet and multiple other things. Let's jump in with her saying that the Qatari jet is actually just a gift transfer.
Thanks, Caroline.
Sure.
I wanted to just clarify once and for all the Qatari jet, the sale, or the gift, because the Qatari government is asking the U.S. to clarify that the jet's pending transfer was initiated by the Trump administration. So is this something that the White House is going to do?
The amount of questions we've received, and we've been incredibly clear, and I have answered this, the president has answered this, the Department of Defense has answered this. This is a government-to-government gift transfer from the Qataris to the Department of Defense, to the United States Air Force. It is now in their hands, and for further details on where that stands, I would defer you to the Department of Defense and the United States Air Force.
By government-to-government gift transfer, she means bribe. It is a personal gift to Donald Trump that is retired in 2029. After Trump leaves office, it goes into his presidential library. This is a $400 million jet. Can I remind you that 10 years before Bill Clinton took office, Hillary Clinton made $100,000 off of a cattle future sale. 10 years later, when they were in the White House, this was a controversial shitstorm. For weeks, they were saying Hillary Clinton is a traitor to the country because of something she did a decade prior. Now Trump is taking $400 million bribes, and this North Korean-esque anchor, oh no, she's not an anchor, she's a press secretary, is acting like a North Korean news anchor, rather, and it's insane. It's dystopian, and we have to continue debunking these lies. The level of corruption oozing out of the Trump admin is unprecedented. Do you guys remember when Obama made an Obama meme coin, like a crypto coin? Oh wait, he didn't. Well, you guys do remember when Obama accepted a $400 million jet from Qatar. That never happened either. Obama had zero corruption, zip, none that you can point to at all. Here is Caroline Levitt being confronted on an AI report. Sometimes when you ask AI to write a report or do anything, it'll just make things up out of thin air. It'll make up sources, make up websites, make up people. And that's what the Trump admin did.
Thanks so much, Caroline. A notice investigation found that the Hallmark Maha Commission report that was released last week cites studies that appear to not exist. We know that because, in part, we reached out to some of the listed authors who said that they didn't write the studies cited. So I want to ask, does the White House have confidence that the information coming from HHS can be trusted?
Yes, we have complete confidence in Secretary Kennedy and his team at HHS. I understand there were some formatting issues with the Maha report that are being addressed, and the report will be updated.
That's not a formatting issue. That's like saying that deporting someone to a prison that's a terrorist confinement center is a, quote, error. It's not an error. You just basically killed somebody. And by the way, Kilmer is not coming back. He hasn't come back yet. So this isn't a mistake in formatting.
But it does not negate the substance of the report.
Yes, it does, actually. When all of the studies cited in the report are made up, it does negate the outcome of the conclusion, yes.
Which, as you know, is one of the most transformative health reports that has ever been released by the federal government and is backed on good science that has never been recognized by the federal government.
And a quick follow-up. Can you talk about what tools or research goes into production of these kinds of reports? For instance, is it AI that's used to put together these reports now?
I can't speak to that. I would defer you to the Department of Health and Human Services. What I know is just what I told you.
She can't speak to whether these reports are made of AI. That is terrifying. All right, now let's check out the tariffs. Remember, yesterday an international court ruled that the IEEPA does not apply. We are not in an economic emergency of any sort. And now Caroline Levitt struggles to give a coherent answer about that.
So the courts are basically telling you guys, they think that the White House's policies, the president's policies, are in some way against the law. So why can't President Trump ask the Republicans that control the House and the Republicans that control the Senate just to make a new law?
Well, these laws have already been granted to the president by the Constitution and by laws that have been previously passed.
This is not true.
Give you another example. For instance, we've been blocked in court for the revocation of visas from individuals who have the privilege of studying in the United States of America. Secretary of State Rubio has simply used his authority to revoke those visas.
Okay, why is she pivoting? Peter Ducey's question, surprisingly, cuts to the core, the core of it all. If Trump's tariffs are so beneficial and so good, and the courts are blocking them via the executive branch, why doesn't he just go through Congress and have the Republican majority in the House and Senate pass them? It's because the Republican majority would never do that. They would never in a million years do that. I know that we shit on Republicans in Congress a lot, as we should. We should actually go harder on them. We should bully them more. But as much of idiots as they are, a lot of them are kind of uneasy about the tariffs. A lot of them, especially Senate Majority Leader Thune. Thune is very, very uneasy because of how he's affected.
...is to revoke that privilege, and we've seen the courts try to block that. So if these judges want to be the Secretary of State or they want to be the president, they can run for office themselves. It should be the other way around. But
yeah, I mean, the courts striking down the executive actions, it's beyond policy disagreements. It's about executive overreach. The executive branch is going way too far in declaring an emergency. Even if you remove the executive overreach and you want to go through Congress, it's still such bad policy that he couldn't get the support of Congress. Someone in the reply said, as corrupt as the GOP is, and they are very corrupt, they're not going to tank their political careers for something as asinine as Trump's tariffs. I actually agree with that. Yes, I agree with that largely. Now, here we have Caroline Leavitt continuing to be pressed.
And on tariffs, Kevin Hassett earlier this morning, he brushed off a legal ruling, called it a hiccup, and he said that trade deal negotiations would continue.
They're not going to continue.
Why would other countries continue these trade deal negotiations given the ruling?
Because other countries around the world have faith in the negotiator-in-chief, President Donald J. Trump. And they also probably see how ridiculous this ruling is, and they understand that the administration is going to win, and we intend to win. We already filed an emergency appeal. We expect to fight this battle all the way to the Supreme Court.
So they think that other countries are going to side with the Trump admin, the malicious actor attacking them, rather than the courts to side with judicial backing. You think Macron is going to be like, you know what? I'm going to side with Trump here. I don't care about the international courts. I don't care about any of that. I'm going to go ahead and side with the guy who's attacking me.
These other countries should also know, and they do know, that the president reserves other tariff authorities, Section 232, for example, to ensure that America's interests are being restored around the world. But I can confirm that our ambassador...
It's funny. They're just assuming, they're presupposing that every other world leader has the same faith in Trump that they do. Caroline Leavitt, I don't even know, I wouldn't deny she has more faith in Trump than she does in Jesus, and she has a cross around her neck. She has, like, blind faith in Trump, but Emmanuel Macron does not. He does not have blind faith in Trump. He'll be like, I'm sorry, I'm not doing any deals. He didn't want to do any deals in the first place. Let's watch Caroline Leavitt get asked about Elon Musk's question.
Caroline, one big beautiful bill. The president says he's not happy with all aspects of it. What changes would he like to see be made? And can this bill be both big and beautiful?
Elon Musk was the one that said it couldn't.
It is a one big beautiful bill, as the name rings true. And the president, as I said, is currently working with his friends in the Senate who have some recommendations for the bill. Those negotiations...
She is lying, and I'm about to say something with zero platitudes involved. This is all incredibly true. The Big Beautiful Bill is the largest redistribution of wealth from the poorest Americans, the most vulnerable Americans, to the richest Americans, according to every single study, research, analysis that has been done of it. It extends Trump's 2017 tax cuts, and it makes up for that revenue by removing Medicaid and removing safety nets for our most vulnerable communities. It is wild, and that's why a lot of senators will not vote for it. If you appreciate the work we do on this channel, drop a like, subscribe. If you want to help boost this media ecosystem, make sure you scroll down, hit that subscribe button. I love you all, and peace out.